This week on Minnesota Native News, protests over a Minneapolis play, Native Sovereignty 101 for state college leaders, and high honors for a gifted community health educator.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. On June 6th, about 35 people gathered outside the New Century Theater in downtown Minneapolis. They were there to protest the opening of the play Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson. The event was organized by award-winning Native playwright Rihanna Yazzie.
I wish that they had thought about Native people in the decision to put on this play.
The play is described as a comedic musical about Andrew Jackson and his role in the Indian Removal Act. Yazzie and the others say the play distorts history and its humor is racist.
It really is a play written as if the genocide was successful.
Theater staff have a page in the playbill about the criticisms. They've also invited an American Indian historian to lead a dialogue with the audience after one of the performances. The play is scheduled to run through June 29th. Leaders in Minnesota's colleges and universities will soon be furthering their education on Native American culture and tribal sovereignty. A July training is intended to help school leaders understand the background of Native students coming to Minnesota campuses. The event is organized by Native Nations Task Force, a group of tribal leaders and staff from the Minnesota State Colleges and University System, also known as MINSCU. John O'Brien is MINSCU's Senior Vice Chancellor for Academic and Student Affairs and the co-chair of the task force. He says Minnesota's tribal colleges know how to engage Native students.
They come to campus and they can tell by the sights, the sounds, the smells that it's open to them, it's welcome to them, and it's not this strange place where everything's different and they don't feel respected and they don't feel listened to.
The challenge is for other larger colleges and universities to feel just as welcoming. The first step is to train chancellors, provosts, and vice presidents about Native nations in Minnesota. At their recent annual meeting, the Minnesota Community Health Worker Alliance honored Joy Rivera from the American Indian Cancer Foundation. Rivera received the Distinguished Service Award for her work promoting colon cancer screening within Native American communities. Reporter Melissa Townsend talked with her at the event.
Joy Rivera loves her job.
I am a Native person, and I get to work in the Native community. I feel like I won a lottery.
She's called a navigator, and whether it's answering medical questions, arranging rides, or managing paperwork, she is the go-to person for colon cancer screening in the Twin Cities Native community.
There's a lot of jokes here and there when you're working in colon cancer. They say stuff like, oh, you can just use a vacuum cleaner down there.
She's not fazed because, as she puts it, she's on a mission.
Like if I see a Native male, they got a target on their back for me because Native men have the highest rates of cancer out of any population of people, period.
But sometimes Native men aren't the easiest targets. Like one old friend she ran into just after she took her job back in 2011.
He said, what are you doing now? And I explained, I got this new exciting job and I get to get people in our community to get colon cancer screenings. And he went on to a wholly different topic as if I hadn't said anything.
If Rivera was offended or put off, you'd never know it.
I still actually do see that particular person and we are making progress. I may be on year 3 and it hasn't happened yet, but there's been baby steps in between.
And this man, whoever he is, definitely hasn't seen the last of Joy Rivera. She is deeply connected in the community and committed to the health of its members. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
Cheryl Minima has just published a heartwarming children's book about a boy and his grandma at a traditional Ojibwe community feast. It's called Hungry Johnny, and it pulls from her personal experience growing up on the Mille Lacs Reservation.
I grew up in a very traditional Ojibwe family with lots of humor. I had a little brother named John, and we had a close relationship with our grandma, and there's just so many stories to pull from with those two.
In 2013, 5,000 children's books were published in the United States. Only 34 of them were about American Indians. Minima wants to add to this number with contemporary stories of Ojibwe culture. She says she doesn't want all the books about American Indians to have horses and bows and arrows. This is Minnesota Native News, online at MinnesotaNativeNews.org.